So why does Europe do space science? I said I'd answer the question. Here it comes. It actually does it for a variety of reasons. And it's something you, as Australians, should think about. It's a strategic asset. And the last item, that is very important. It ensures our technological independence. It safeguards our cultural identity. It allows us to do things that other people didn't want us to do or didn't think were a good idea. We choose. We do it. It certainly demonstrates, I hope, our capability and vision. Certainly, I feel it does. I mean, for me, it's very important in a developed society that the society does have its visions, is looking out beyond, asking questions. And, of course, it's a terrific aid to supporting a science-based society. And developed societies basically have to be science-based. Technology doesn't come without science. Science is needed for technology, and developed societies have to rely on technology fundamentally to maintain their wealth. The issue of technological independence is not trivial. If you cast your mind back to the last two items concerning Envisat and looking at the Earth, at the moment Europe and the United States have very different views about caring for the Earth, about the Kyoto Protocol. Indeed, I should say Europe and Australia have different views in this matter too. We in Europe would not want to be bound to use only American information in deciding what was going on our Earth. It's not that we're anti-American, it's just that we need our own pair of eyes. And I think that's very important in this century, where I think disputes in future, I hope, will be less and less about weapons of mass destruction, but I'm afraid will be more and more about resources and the environment. And I think 50 years from now, the young ones present can find out whether I'm right. But I believe that's what the future holds for us, and I think it's important to plan for that. Space science underpins, in fact, most aspects of use of space, and there are others I've not mentioned. Man in space, it's expensive. It's roughly 10 times more expensive than the kind of robotic work that I do. It's a lot of fun, though. I mean, Earth observation, I mentioned, telecom and navigation are direct applications, both of which have enormously benefited from space science. And here, let's get that picture in. Here, I'm sorry to finish in French, but the quotation really is actually when it comes to it. Although I give this sort of pompous stuff about we're there, space science is a technological asset, etc., and I half believe it. Underneath, what I really believe is this. What's really remarkable is not that the universe is so big, is so vast. It's rather that we human beings are able to measure it. That's a quotation from a French writer, which is why it's in French, called Anatole France. But I love it. It sounds much better in French because French is good for poetry. But I live in France, so I have to show this once in a while to persuade them that I'm kosher. Okay. So I hope in this review of what Europe's doing that you've found it enlightening. I think you, as Australians, should think about what your country should be doing in these areas and how you should do it. I don't have the answers for you, but I think it's important you understand it is important for developed societies to take all sorts of interests in space. Lastly, let me say it's a great pleasure to be here, and thank you very much for listening. Thank you.